This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1974, recorded on Thursday, the 31st of August 2017. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Part one of Chatterbox this week is read by Paddy Watkins and Tony Stempson. This week we welcome two new readers, Alan Grimes and Mrs. Noel Lewis, both from Norwich. We hope you enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and our other recordings. In part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news and letters from this week's evening news, we will have a feature on the revival of the Norwich market. In part two, we will once again welcome Margaret Thompson with her regular What's On feature, and later we'll hear about the discovery of three unpublished novels. But we start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Our first four stories this week look at transport by helicopter, bicycle, truck and train. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, there's a controversial proposal to build a car park that could restrict access to the hospital by search and rescue helicopters. In Norwich city centre, there's another controversial proposal to allow cyclists to use streets that are currently restricted to pedestrians. 83 trucks left Norwich last Sunday for the popular East Coast Truckers Children's Convoy, taking 90 disabled youngsters to the seaside. And many children who stayed in Norwich enjoyed miniature train rides at Eaton Park. We'll start with the helicopter controversy. A new multi-storey car park at the region's busiest hospital could force search and rescue air ambulances to drop patients at Norwich Airport if given the go-ahead. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has objected to plans for a car park to be built on land adjacent to their site due to worries over patients accessing accident and emergency. Aviation experts warned the five-storey building would mean search and rescue helicopters, which are larger than regular air ambulances, would not be able to land at the site. And as the entrance to the car park would be almost opposite the ambulance entrance to A&E, there were concerns congestion could result in delays in treating critically ill patients.
A charity which encourages people to walk has warned opening up busy pedestrianised Norwich city centre streets to cyclists would be foolhardy and irresponsible. The Norfolk branch of Living Streets has joined the debate over whether cyclists should be allowed to ride down more city centre streets. At the moment, cyclists are not permitted to ride down a string of streets, such as Gentleman's Walk, Davy Place and White Lion Street, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and not allowed down the likes of London Street or Lower Goat Lane at all. But amid confusion, with different restrictions in different streets, the City Council has been consulting over changes. One option would allow cyclists to ride down time-restricted streets like Gentleman's Walk in the daytime. The other option would retain such restrictions, but would allow cyclists to go down currently off-limit streets, such as Lower Goat Lane and London Street, between 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. The council says accidents between pedestrians and cyclists are very rare in pedestrianised areas, and their proposals are in line with the Department for Transport recommendations. The Norwich Cycling Campaign has backed allowing cycling at all times. They say it is currently very difficult to cross the city by bicycle. But John Peacock from Norfolk Living Streets said, "We have always campaigned to preserve the pedestrianised areas of the city and over the years have fought to uphold local bylaws designed to stop cycling along streets where there are heavy pedestrian flows."
A total of 90 youngsters with a disability or from an underprivileged background were given a day they will never forget as the popular East Coast Truckers Children's Convoy attracted a fantastic turnout once more. With a convoy delivering loads of fun for special children, 83 trucks took them on a trip from Norwich to Pleasurewood Hills in Lowestoft and then later on to Great Yarmouth Seafront before arriving back in Norwich. with the convoy of trucks and a fire engine escorted by police motorcycles for the journey from County Hall in Norwich to Lowestoft via the Acol Strait, the children arrived at the theme park around noon for an afternoon packed full of fun. Saluting the truckers and youngsters along the way, thousands of people lined the routes in the morning and again late in the afternoon as large crowds waved to the vehicles, with the truckers acknowledging them as horns were sounded. With the East Coast Truckers Charity raising monies for disadvantaged children in East Anglia, the group's child liaison officer Gemma Johnson said, "I have been involved with the charity for 5 years and have run the last two convoys as child liaison officer. It gets bigger and better every year, and it's lovely to see the smiles on the children's faces. The turnout along the route was fantastic, as always, and the support we've had from the general public has been amazing."
Hundreds of pounds was raised for a trio of worthy causes through special miniature railway rides. Families flocked to Norwich's Eaton Park Miniature Railway, which held its first ever fundraising day for the Lord Mayor's charity, the Norwich Integration Partnership. The Norwich Integration Partnership is made up of the separate charities New Routes, The Bridge Plus and English Plus. These organisations help refugees, asylum seekers, EU nationals and black and ethnic minority people become more integrated across Norfolk. The fundraising day on Monday, August the 28th, raised £720 for the fund through ticket sales. And Eaton Park Miniature Railway, operated by Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers, ran two steam engines on the fundraising day for hundreds of park visitors. The railway already holds a popular Children in Need Day each October, and the Lord Mayor's Fund Day is set to become a regular fixture. Money raised by the 2017 Lord Mayor's procession in Norwich, just over £4,325, was donated to the Norwich Integration Partnership. It was chosen because the theme for Norwich City Council in 2017-18 is "Norwich is a Welcoming City."